It's 4:06, and you're listening to Central Time on the Ideas Network of Wisconsin Public Radio. A little music here from the Oscar-nominated movie Philomena. I'm Veronica Rickert.
And I'm Rob Ferret. The Academy Awards are right around the corner, so get ready to roll out the red carpet.
And we are going to be talking about the big films of the year. You may have missed some of them, but we brought in someone to help us figure out what we need to know between now and Sunday's show. Joining us now is Carrie Rickey. She's a film critic and writer, formerly with the Philadelphia Inquirer. Carrie, welcome to the show.
Thank you, Veronica. I have to ask the important question. What are you wearing?
to the Oscars?
Right now.
Right now?
Well, we just want to know, because it's radio, we can't see how fashionable you are.
Oh, yeah, well, I'm wearing one of my more fashionable ensembles, which is to say black jeans and a jacket.
Perfect.
It's Wisconsin dress. Well, I want to point out that there are a lot of movies in this year's passel. There are 9 Oscar nominations, and I have seen trailers for every one of these, but I have seen a handful of them, and what I've seen has been excellent. Just saw Philomena, the music we heard coming in last weekend. But if we haven't been caught up, what do we need to know? What movie should we see?
You definitely should see 12 Years a Slave, a true life story about a free man named Solomon Northrup, who was abducted and sold into slavery. And just like the title, it took him 12 years to get out and return to his life.
Now, for people who haven't seen this one, as I understand it, this film has been described as brutal realism, a very important film on one of the worst chapters in our country's history, maybe the worst chapter. Is it important to see for that reason alone?
Well, it's director Steve McQueen will really, really wanted to put you in the skin of a slave, and you really feel it. I think he fulfilled his intention. And the performances by Chiwetel Ejiofor and Lupita Nyong'o are really excellent.
Well, let's listen to a clip from that one.
Who were your master?
Master named Freeman.
Was he a learned man?
I suppose so.
He learned you to read?
A word here or there. But I've no understanding of the written text.
Don't trouble yourself with it. Same as the rest, master brought you here to work, that's all. Any more, I'll earn you 100 lashes.
And a clip there from 12 Years a Slave. Now, some film writers have said that there may be pressure on the Academy to go in this direction to signal that they support diversity and they want to bring in fresh voices in the film world. What do you think about that argument?
I think people vote from their hearts, just as they do at the ballot box. But there is a likelihood that this year will make history in that the likely Best Picture winners are 12 Years a Slave and Gravity, which is directed by an Englishman of African descent, Steve McQueen, and the other, which is directed by a Hispanic, Alfonso Cuarón, from Mexico.
Let's talk about Gravity. Now, this one is incredibly stylistic, the way that it looks. And it was a 3D movie as well, and it's an intimate look at space. Usually it seems like we get sort of big picture looks at space. This one it zooms right in on Sandra Bullock's character, doesn't it?
It does. I think a lot of the movies this year are really experiential. They're about slavery. They really put you in the shoes of people who are in panic. But of all of them, Gravity gives you the spectacle of space and a close-up on someone just trying to get from outer space, back into the Earth's atmosphere, with everything conspiring against her: space junk and faulty equipment and the like.
And let's have a taste of that.
Houston and the Blind to confirm. Mission Specialist Dr. Stone and Mission Commander Matthew Kowalski are the sole survivors of the SDS-157.
I apologize for not complying. I should have stopped working as soon as you instructed me to.
We were going to get hit no matter what. There's nothing you can do to change that.
And a clip there from the movie Gravity, which I can safely say for myself was like a slow motion heart attack over an hour and a half. It was also an excellent movie. And I wonder, do you have a pick for Best Picture?
The one I would like to see win or the one I think will win?
How about both? Let's start with the one you'd like to see win.
Well, I thought the most original movie among the nominees is definitely Her by Spike Jonze, about a man played by Joaquin Phoenix who is post-divorce, and he becomes attached and in love with the operating system on his computer, voiced by Scarlett Johansson.
Right, she's gotten a lot of buzz, considering that, you know, she never actually shows up, her body at least, in the movie. Her voice is there.
Her voice is fantastic and suggestive, and it's a great voice performance.
Let's listen to a bit of that one.
I even made a new friend. I have a friend. And the absurd thing is she's actually an operating system. Charles left her behind, but she's totally amazing. You know, she's so smart. She doesn't just see things in black or white. She sees this whole gray area, and she's helping me explore it. And we just bonded really quickly.
And that is a clip from the film Her.
Yeah, that was Amy Adams.
Right, that one didn't sound like Scarlett Johansson.
No.
Okay.
That's not what Amy Adams playing Joaquin Phoenix's best friend.
You know, a lot of people are saying that this is a year that there is not a top contender for Best Picture, that it could sort of go to anybody.
Well, I think the likely winners are 12 Years a Slave, American Hustle, or Gravity. I would, if I were filling out my Oscar ballot, or if I were a betting woman, I would bet on one of those three.
Okay, so we haven't talked American Hustle yet. Now, this is one that stars Amy Adams, who apparently has had a pretty active year. It's also got, I think, Jennifer Lawrence in it, and Bradley Cooper.
And Jeremy Renner.
Right, and the list goes on and on.
And Christian Bale in one of the more amazing performances, yes.
What did you think about this movie?
Well, it's nominally about the AbScam scandal, but it's really about, you know, con artists and how con artists, I would have to say it's a cross between The Sting and I don't know what, but it's very much a con artist movie, and it's very much a hair movie. All of the characters are kind of their characters are symbolized by the kind of hair they have.
I remember people saying that about Lord of the Rings, but this is the one where I think Bradley Cooper has the perm rods in or something.
Yes, indeed. And Christian Bale has a toupee, and Jeremy Renner has a proto-Ronald Reagan pompadour, and Jennifer Lawrence has this hairdo that looks like it's supposed to be up, but it's falling down, just like her character.
Well, we'll see if the Academy takes hairstyles into consideration. Lots of other things going for American Hustle, though.
The Academy does vote for best hair and makeup, but oddly enough, American Hustle is not a contender.
Well, we're talking now with film critic Carrie Rickey about the upcoming Academy Awards and the best movies of the year. And we want to know, what is your pick for Best Picture of the Year? We heard Carrie's picks. And what movie did you love? Maybe there's one that's not on the list here. Give us a call at 1-800-642-1234. That's 1-800-642-1234. And you can also post your vote on the Central Time Facebook page.